Occasionally, I will have the dream, you know. I used to have a lot more dreams. I used to come fairly regularly, almost every day. Now it's, you know, they don't come as often, but I still am being told by my therapist to write them down. So here's last night's dream diary. I'm about to move to Los Angeles, and I'm putting the last box of my stuff into a van. In the front seat are my dead cat Butch and the four strays. Butch had on a red, white, and blue helmet and aviator shades. She lit a cigarette and said, "Come, Mark Maron, let us journey to the dark heart of America and drink deep from her bittersweet essence. Let joy, sorrow, and madness, too, be our companions. If we should die tomorrow, let it be with freedom gushing from every pore. And if you need to pee, go now, because I am not stopping." Butch squealed out of the driveway, and within minutes she was driving the van 120 miles an hour along the interstate, crashing through the toll gates, outrunning cops. "You cannot catch progress, you bourgeois fascist pigs!" she shouts, flipping them off with her middle paw. It was an amazing trip. We cruised around small town squares, blasting Bavarian techno. We lie down in Iowa cornfields and counted the stars. We went to Graceland, and Butch had filthy cat sex on Elvis's grave. We drank alligator blood with a voodoo priestess in Louisiana who warned us about the number 43 and eating anything stir-fried. We outran SUVs full of angry Republicans in Texas. The convict Tom DeLay sticker on the van didn't help. We stopped in Albuquerque and saw my dad. As always, awkward. We ate peyote and stared into the Grand Canyon and conversed with the spirits of the wind and the rocks and the eagles, and then we puked. We went to Las Vegas and saw Blue Man Group. Funnier than I expected, actually. We drove through the Mojave Desert, parched and delirious, singing and laughing and farting and crying. And finally at dawn, we reached Los Angeles, my once and future home, sprawling and twinkling along the blue Pacific. When we arrived at my house, me and the four stray cats from the wilds of Queens were all asleep in the back seat. Butch sat in the driveway watching the sunrise, lit a cigarette and exhaled slowly. She leaned into my ear. "Have you dreamed us, Mark Maron?" whispered my dead cat Butch. "Or have we dreamed you?" I woke up and my bed was filled with pink clouds.
Wow.